Jim, I guess frustrating, because once again, you've played well for parts of the match, haven't you?
Yeah, parts, but it's just hours of play, Clive, that we're just letting ourselves down. And, you know, we knew batting first, like they would have done if they'd won the toss, it was going to be 3 hours of hard work to allow that wicket to, you know, have a bit of help for the bowlers. And at lunch, I thought we know pretty evens, you know, three down, about 80-odd on the board, and then just that session, that part, well, it's not even a session, it's a half an hour, 45 minutes of play where just soft dismissals against good bowling, and 27 for 5, you're going to struggle to come back from that. We've shown character to fight in third innings, but I'm getting sick of having to fight back in third innings and put on a show. It's all too late, really. A great innings by Tim, you know, to put three figures on the board, you know, up against it in a difficult situation. And you never know, if you batted better on that first innings and we set a three-figure score of 150, 160, you just don't know. Bring Jeets into play. And the bowlers, I thought, bowled well in patches as well. I thought Livingston batted very well, gets 200 in the game. That's going to be a match-winning kind of knock. Just needed someone to, you know, go with Tim in that last innings for us. But what we can hope for now is that Somerset lose and Middlesex lose. And we can drag some people into it. We've still got a lot to play for. We know that, you know, we're still capable of winning games of cricket. It's just if we put on shows like that for half an hour, we're not gonna stay in this league.
So, but clearly, you're not giving up on that yet.
No, we're never going to give up on that. And we know that this is a tough time. We've got to front up and find our way to compete in difficult periods of play. And that was, you know, I thought McLaren and Jarvis bowled well after lunch, but. It was just all a little bit easy for a bit of a procession, and we can't have that.
So there's no sort of thought about thinking next season, maybe bringing some players through at this point?
Not when mathematically we can stay up. These guys here have played a lot of cricket, and I still think they're capable of turning it around. And individually, they've got to do that. They've got to be the guys to lead that change, and that starts with just putting runs on the board individually in partnerships and us getting 20 wickets and doing it successfully. So... we've got to put this to bed now. We need to move on. We've got a big day on Saturday, but we can't forget the mistakes we made here. We need to put them right because it's a massive game against Somerset.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's four players in this team who've been involved in the last T20 game. Is there from a coaching point of view, it must feel a bit strange. You sort of got the euphoria of one of your squads and the other squad finding life a bit tough. Is that difficult to manage?
Not really. It's county cricket. You've got three forms of cricket and you've got to be dominating in all of them. And if one's not going well, yeah, we've done well to show character and skill in T20 to get to finals day, but they're very much separate competitions and as players and coaching staff, we've got to treat it like that. These guys have had enough, you know, red ball prep, the ones who weren't involved with white ball, to get ourselves ready for this game. Although we had, you know, quarter finals and big knockout games the week before this and Lancashire didn't. But it's no real excuse. We need to front up and put things right against Somerset next week.
Some of your emerging players made a contribution. The Andrew Umi banded reasonably well, and Matt Lamb, although he only made 26, it was a pretty decent innings, second innings, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Sibbs, obviously, you know, getting his first class 50 for Warwickshire showed that he's, you know, he's a more than capable opener, which is good signs for us. We've got to find that way. We've got a lot of guys with a lot of experience now who need to put their hand up coming to this back end of the season.
And thoughts on Saturday, full out at Edgewood, is going to be a bit special.
Yeah, it's exciting. The guys are really, you know, they're fizzed to get out there and, you know, continue the good work they've been doing in this competition. We've got momentum at the right time. We'll prep tomorrow as best we can. The guys who haven't been involved in this game have been practicing this week, so... You know, we'll be as ready as we can be and we'll be excited about that prospect of a full house at Edgbaston.
And you seem to be sort of getting better as the competition's got on, haven't you?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we've had introductions of a couple of players, especially in our batting. We've kind of reinvented our way of winning T20 cricket. But we know on the day it's the team that wins those two games, and we've got enough match winners in our team, I think, that we can get ourselves over the line and win a trophy. But we know that it starts with a big game against Glamorgan.
And Chris Wokes available. That does mean a tough call for you, I guess, as to leave out.
Yeah, we've had tough calls this year, so that'll be another tough one. You know, it's been what I have said after the Surrey game. It's been a monumental squad effort from beginning to end, and everyone who has played a part. And if they're not involved in finals day, they're very much a part of the success of this team so far. And hopefully, that success involves, you know, lifting a trophy at the end.